From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, federal appellate judge Neil Gorsuch, told a Senate panel that politics will not sway his decision on the court.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party, other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee praise Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy, while Democrats voice concerns that he would solidify what they view as the Supreme Court's pro-corporate leanings. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday night that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The militant group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held in the country. The U.S. Transportation Security Agency issued an emergency order on Tuesday banning passengers from carrying large electronic devices on planes flying directly to the United States from 10 Middle Eastern airports. The TSA said the ban is not in response to a specific threat. The directive will require passengers to store an electronic devices larger than cell phones in checked baggage. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met with lawmakers at the Capitol today trying to generate more support for the Republican-led health care reform overhaul 2 days ahead of a vote in the House of Representatives.
We have a bill that's going to be negotiated. You know, it doesn't happen. You put it in and they go back. And I think at the end we're going to have a fantastic bill. And the alternative is Obamacare. And Obamacare is killing Kentucky. I was in Tennessee. They've already lost half of it. So half of it is now dead. The insurance companies left. You're going to lose your insurance companies if you haven't already lost them. And it's been a disaster for Kentucky, as you know.
Healthcare reform bill is expected to face more opposition when it reaches the Senate. Haiti's lower house of parliament confirmed Jacques-Guy Lafontaine as prime minister Tuesday morning after more than 18 straight hours of deliberations. Lafontaine had been approved by the Senate last Thursday after another marathon session. Lafontaine was scheduled to be sworn in this week, perhaps as early as Tuesday. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, confirmed to a congressional panel Monday that his agency is looking into allegations of Russian efforts to influence last year's U.S. election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey also said he had no information that supports Mr. Trump's claims that former President Obama wiretapped his New York headquarters. The FBI is also looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Trump's rival Hillary Clinton. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
Following this testimony, it's clear that nothing has changed. Senior Obama intelligence officials have gone on record to confirm that there is no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion.
Spicer also said Mr. Trump is not withdrawing his wiretapping allegation, saying the investigation is ongoing. The 27 remaining members of the European Union will hold a special summit next month to create a plan for negotiating with Britain about the country's exit. President Donald Tusk's announcement comes a day after Britain said it would trigger proceedings for its departure from the Union on March 29. Once Britain triggers its departure from the EU next week, the two sides will have until March of 2019 to agree on terms of the separation and come up with a new trade deal. An ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye underwent questioning Tuesday in the corruption scandal that forced her from office earlier this month. South Korea will vote for a new president on May 9th. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.